How has my life transformed? All the petty jealousies and all the petty crap that I used to hold on to with such fiendish delight is gone, because it can't stand the light of the truth. All my crap can't stand the light of the truth. There's only one relationship, and I try to have that relationship with everyone, as Doctor says, to see that in everyone all the time. It does transform your relationships magnanimously. My outlook on finances and business, frankly, I just cut them off. I was getting 300 emails a day. I was in a business that runs on the internet. It's a communication business. And recognized that a whole lot of my yearning and my needing and my finances and all of that would be given me if I gave all that up. So I did. I shut down the email. I shut down everything. And honestly, opportunity now that I enjoy is coming out of the woodwork. So that was very transformative to just say, and this too. And my finances too, I give over to God. And my livelihood and my right livelihood and everything, I give over to God in this moment. Because I want to see this differently. I want to see the whole thing differently. Money looks entirely differently to me. I feel I'm in a field of all kinds of opportunities where there's going to be tremendous amounts of resources flowing around. And it feels so plentiful that aside from basic accountability, setting up accounts and setting up cash flow and basic business practices, seems fairly effortless. I'm not chasing my fortune anymore. I don't have to do anything. Things are flowing to me. Things are happening on a massive scale that is out there and has so many tentacles and so many different things going on with it that I know it has absolutely nothing to do with the personal I. Nothing. Has nothing to do with it. And all I have to do is what is put in front of me to the best excellence of my ability and understand that there is a movement going on that all the boats are going to float higher in, all of them. And the only way I get to drown by the undertow of that movement is to stay stuck in my own preconceived idea about what my finances and my life and my house and my car and my hypothetical everything has to look like. It doesn't have to look like anything.
That was a vivid picture of complete surrender that Nico just provided. He truly surrendered the power of the success game over to God, and in return, has experienced freedom from his own preconceived ideas of success and fulfillment. What are your perceptions of success? Are you willing to surrender them to the divine? How do you perceive doing so might transform your life? There's a cultural pull in our perceptions of success this day and age that can be challenging at times to break away from. As we go into this session, Dr. Hawkins shares insights on how to gain power over the success game. He illustrates how the world has shifted to a place of much greater integrity, citing the success of Sam Walton and Walmart as an example of this. As you listen, reflect on your values. Where do they lie? Do they best serve you and the earth as a whole? Are they based in fear and lack, or in faith and trust?